Michelle, what was it a couple weeks ago? The dairy, not dairy, but the folks who make donuts and the bakery company. And Tenemans?
Oh, yeah. And Tenemans?
Who were they hiring for? Just a donut taster and to go around and...
I think that's what it was.
Someone to do social media
stuff.
Wasn't
it an internship or was that something else? Was it a full-time job?
There was another one. Somebody was offering an internship. It was, oh, heck. They worded it something
weird. Was it Nestle?
I don't know what it was.
Oh, okay.
Reynolds Wrap is the next company to have a strange job offering. They're looking for their first ever chief grilling officer, the CGO of Reynolds Wrap. It sounds more official when you say CGO instead of just chief grilling officer. The packaging company says they're now taking applications for their new CGO position, which will pay someone $10,000 to spend just 2 weeks sampling grilled goods from some of the country's top barbecue cities. Going all across the country, they'll fly you or bus you or train you around, and you'll get paid $10,000 in 2 weeks just to do this job. Anyone interested can apply by submitting a 100-word essay, if you will, on why they think they'd be the ultimate chief grilling officer. You got to include a photo too of maybe yourself
like?
Grilling. Also include your favorite grilling recipe. Be careful what kind of photo you want to send there, Michelle. Reynolds, CGO@gmail.com. That easy. Reynolds@CGO@gmail.com. That's the email that is provided.
I think I want to do that. Although I'm not good on the grill. My husband's amazing.
You don't have to be good on the grill. You just have to be good at eating.
Oh, that I can handle.
Then maybe you want a picture of you grilling, though, is what the ad stated. Also, include your favorite grilling recipe. Just make up one. Just copy and paste one from Rachel Ray's website, and you're good to go.
Is she known for her grilling?
I mean, I'm sure she's grilled an item or two in her life.
Do you grill?
Yeah, I used to. I haven't grilled in a couple years, actually.
Really? Not in the summertime? That's like the best time.
Yeah, I haven't grilled, honestly. My grill, I had it in Texas and moved to Ohio, and it just sat and sat and sat, and it's still sitting.
We grill out probably once a week.
How about this? I haven't grilled an item myself on my grill since I lived in Texas. How about that?
And how long have you been back here?
About 3 years.
Jeez. That's crazy.
Yeah. Used to have it down.
Have it down.
Along with that $10,000 stipend, which blows my mind just for 2 weeks of work. You, of course, get all your travel paid for, lodging, all covered by the lovely folks at Reynolds Wrap.
What a gig.
I'll take it.
Me too.
Apply now. We'll start working on our essays. 100 words, I mean, it's nothing. Really, if you think about it.
Right.
Include a selfie, then you're good to go.
You should sign up. That would be so fun.
You know, anytime the Reynolds Wrap, whether it be foil or the...
wax paper. Don't they make wax paper?
Yeah, the wax paper. I don't really use the wax paper. But the aluminum foil or the...
Saran wrap?
Saran wrap. As soon as it... If it accidentally comes out of the rolling cartridge... things are never... Never going to be the same.
I hate when
that.
Saran wrap gets all stuck and jumbled up and you try and undo it.
No, nothing will ever... You might as well throw it away, buy another one.
Oh, it's so frustrating.
That's why Reynolds Wrap is probably a multi-billion dollar company. Folks have trouble with their Saran wrap, and then you have to continue tearing off till you get a good solid...
Give me another one.
Till you get a good solid unstickified piece, it's all messed up.
You know that I just mentioned that wax paper. So that wax paper, I'm not really sure what it's for, but one time I put it in the...
Baking goods you could do.
Right, baking. But I'm not sure exactly what purpose and what capacity it's used for, but apparently it's not supposed to go into the oven.
Yeah, paper shouldn't go in the oven, Michelle,
I was baking cookies. I think this was when I was pregnant. So I blame it on the pregnancy brain.
Sure, yeah. But
I put it in the oven, and... It started to smell funny, and I said to Chad, I'm like, I'm not sure that wax paper is supposed to go into the oven. And he goes, it's not, you idiot. And he's like, go get it out.
I am 100% sure that wax paper should not go in the oven. Hey, how'd them cookies taste?
Terrible.
I'm sure.
Because we had to take them out, reposition. It was just awful. We had to start all over.
I'm sure. Hey, speaking of starting over, perfect transition. Domino Entertainment Group in Germany. Yeah, there is such thing. Like the Blue Man Group, maybe. But their attempt to break a Guinness World Record for the longest domino chain came toppling over when a random little old fly landed on one of their dominoes and it set off a chain reaction.
That is upsetting.
The group, like I said, a German domino entertainment group, which they must get paid buku bucks, I'm sure, to go to birthday parties and maybe bar mitzvahs over there in Germany. But anyway, the group had recruited 22 people to set up nearly 600,000 mini dominoes. Let me say that again. 22 people to set up 600,000 mini dominoes, all with tweezers, because they're, like I said, mini dominoes. But when a fly landed on one of their tiny little tiles, it set off a premature chain reaction that thwarted their attempt at a world record.
I would be so upset.
Well, talk about a buzzkill. You know what I mean? The fly. Lane, see what I did right there? Listen, the group didn't have time to set up all those little dominoes again. But still, with that little mini chain reaction, that broke the world record for the longest domino chain reaction, which lasted roughly 15 minutes. So still, even though they didn't get to do the full 600,000 dominoes, I don't know what they got to before the fly came in and ruined everything.
Ruined it all.
Shoo fly. Don't ruin my world record. I mean, that's something. Listen, you start setting those up and a fly messes you up. You can't start over. You can't wing it. You know what I mean? There's another one for you.
Were you thinking of all of these puns before we went on?
I just wrote them down a couple minutes ago.
Oh, that's good.
Do you have any?
I don't.
All right. Well, with that, we'll fly out of this segment then. Z News right around the corner. Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. Well, good morning. It's 8:47. It's Eric McElroy. We're always streaming online at WTUZ.com. That's me stalling because Babbling Brook isn't ready yet.
Hi.
Oh, there she is. Yeah. Now she's ready. Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
Welcome back from your vacation.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you the same thing that you asked me when I got back from Florida. Why aren't you tan? You're not tan.
What did I tell you? I told you.
I don't want to hear it
anymore. I would be the same color as I was when I left. Yeah, that happens.
Did you spend any time on the beach?
We did. Okay. Well, actually, you know what? We spent more time at the pool just because Abby now
is... It's easier that way.
Yeah, she just loves the pool now. And she got stung.
Did she?
Yeah, by jellyfish. Yeah, so... That kind of hit
her
thing.
Listen, if I were there, I would have peed on her foot for you.
Yeah. But that's what I said. I was like, I don't think anyone should do that. I think it's just a myth. No, but she went back in the water after that.
Brave
after
girl.
Yeah, I didn't think she would, but she did.
No, I wouldn't.
So, yeah, I know. And my mother-in-law got stung, too. They were together in the water, and they both got stung. So, but all you have to do, just for, in case anybody ever gets stung for the first time, what we were told by the lifeguard was... You just have to get some wet sand and pack it.
And urine?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just pack it on there because the sand helps like scratch away the poison that's on there.
Just do a little exfoliation and boom.
And there, and you're good to go.
You're good.
Yeah, within about 15 minutes or so, you're back to normal. So,
all right. Speaking of being back to normal, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. I wouldn't have came back.
Aw. I was actually ready to come back. I was.
Okay, good for
you. I mean,
you.
It was fine while it lasted, but I was ready to come home.
I'm looking to take tomorrow off, see what I can do.
Oh, okay. Good luck with that one.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
No, whenever you're ready to
take it. Okay.
I thought you said you remembered how to do this.
Yeah,
I do. I'm questioning all that.
Okay. All right. In this day in history, back in 1882, the famous feud between the Hatfields of West Virginia and the McCoys of Kentucky erupted into full-scale violence.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to 1959, the U.S. launched the Explorer 6 satellite, which sent back images of Earth.
The first images of Mother Earth.
And then in 2007, San Francisco's Barry Bonds hit home run number 756 to break Hank Aaron's storied record with one out in the fifth inning of a game against the Washington Nationals.
Now, some don't consider him the home run king because of steroids, but it's, you know.
There's that.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. So
okay.
There you go.
All right. And holidays for today, it's National Night Out Day. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I could use one of those. Beach Party Day. I never really had a beach party when I was there, whatever. National Lighthouse Day and Professional Speakers Day.
That National Night Out, it's for communities all over the country, and where police officers and law enforcement and firefighters all team up, and it's like a little family thing. I don't know. That's kind of what it's based on.
Okay.
National Night Out.
Oh, okay. So it's not really what I thought.
No,
it was.
Brooke, it's not go out and have a drink. Jeez.
Oh, well, whatever. To each their own, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
All right. On TV tonight, America's Got Talent's on at 8. Bachelor in Paradise is also on at 8.
Oh, The Bachelorette just ended, and now we have Bachelor in Paradise.
Mm-hmm. Hard Knocks, training camp with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, that starts on HBO tonight. I may have to call my local cable or satellite
just
provider
to get that.
To get HBO so I can watch Hard Knocks.
Well, that's on at 10.
Because, you know, I must watch an 0-16 team in training camp. I have to.
Yes. Fear Factor's on at 10:01 on MTV. And then Seth Rogen and Spike Lee will be on Jimmy Fallon. Then country news. Jake Owen is taking his hit, I Was Jack, You Were Diane, back on the road. He's announced the second leg of his 2018 Life's Whatcha Make It tour.
Life's Whatcha Make It.
And this time around, he'll be bringing David Lee Murphy and Morgan Wallen out for the fun. Yeah, and he'll be hitting Columbus on October 12th at the Schottenstein Center.
The Schott.
Yes. So get your tickets if you are a Jake Owen fan. And then at a media event on August 3rd, Dolly Parton revealed plans for a $37 million expansion dubbed Wildwood Grove at her Dollywood theme park. Yeah. So that's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. Some of the attractions there at Dollywood, aren't they listed there? Like some of the weird things that they
have. Gonna be, there's going to be a Wildwood tree. It's a 55-foot tree that grows from a cluster of natural rocks and boulders and things like that. There's going to be a 453-meter roller coaster called the Dragon Flyer.
Plastic surgery exhibit at Dollywood or no?
I don't think she's bringing that in. Is this part of the park is more for families to all spend time together and to explore and do things like that. So there's 11 things actually listed here, so I won't go into that. But
I'm good with two.
Yeah, okay. All right. And then another news, Lance Bass is crushed that he thought he had bought the Brady Bunch house, only to find out that someone else got it.
Michelle was telling me about this yesterday, so there's no way he can get it now, right?
No.
He's done.
Yeah, somebody outbid him. It's actually, who was it? It was, let me see here.
What are they going to do with the Brady Bunch home now? I mean, if you owned it, I mean, I'd charge people an arm and a leg just to get in, do
right.
a little tour.
Yeah.
You know people would want to tour.
It was listed for $1.885 million. There was 8 offers. But it was a Hollywood studio.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Bought it?
The Brady Bunch home. The home is just shot from a real home outside, but the actual inside of the home was inside of a studio. But there is an actual home. Does all that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
I'm hoping, because I confuse myself.
Yeah, it does.
All right, Brooke. Welcome back.
Thanks.